Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carter out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Boggs moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Barrett scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to third for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to third for the out. Baylor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernazard covering, for the out. Armas moves to second. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quiñones moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Carter steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quiñones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas is walked intentionally. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Steve Crawford now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Quiñones moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quiñones moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Quiñones scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor is walked intentionally. Ken Schroem now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Tony Armas now playing right field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Quiñones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allinson. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Quiñones fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.